Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Should we? Kevin Flynn?
Here.
Happy Friday to you, Kevin.
Happy Friday to you, sir.
How are you?
I'm good.
Super producer Chris Larson is here. I know he is, because I just heard his voice. Super producer Chris Larson, okay? But he didn't answer. When I hear I or present, then I know they're here. Chris?
Present.
Okay, he's present.
He could be anywhere.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
There he is, folks. Okay. We have what we need on this Friday. Daniel, are you there? Daniel, our call screener.
Yeah, hey, sure.
Okay, Daniel. We gotta get a camera for Daniel?
My dog heard that.
Chris, could you ever get a camera for Daniel at GCN World Headquarters?
Okay,
have you ever been to their world headquarters? It's like a bunker. It's like top secret. I don't think they're going to allow a camera in there. They're in like this top secret location. So,
well, you can't tell what location they're in.
No crazed lunatics come over and, you know, threaten the safety of everybody. Daniel needs to be kept safe.
Best kept secret of the day yesterday was that I was in Mohall with Charlie Kirk. See?
I thought that was a... And you get the studio moved back in time for today in Fargo,
No,
huh?
They built a duplicate of it.
Oh! I thought they took the studio... You were fake news. Built a dupe. Okay,
It's like the new roadshow we take.
So you fold it up and put it in the back of that Chevy pickup and just unfold it in the next town you go to, and that's great. I love technology. It's just fantastic.
When did Charlie Kirk land in Fargo? 1 o'clock... On what day would that have been? The night of the event.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
So he landed at 1 o'clock Wednesday, and I said, how are you getting home? Because he came in on a plane donated by a wonderful donor. Okay.
A one-way ticket?
Yep. Yeah. They
flew in private.
They picked him up in Arizona, yep. Went down with the plane, picked him up in Arizona, and flew him to Fargo.
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful family. You would know the name. If I said it, I won't say it. So I pick him up at 1 o'clock, Fargo Jet Center, and I said, how are you getting home? As in, after you do the radio show in our studios.
All he has to do is get a cardboard sign and sit at the side of the road. He'll have airfare in like an hour.
So, well, he said, we have a plane coming to pick me up.
Oh, okay.
And I said, what direction are you going? He said, back to Arizona. So I said, do you mind if we just leave a little bit earlier and go to Mohall? He said, where's Mohall? I said, it's on the way home to Arizona. He said, that's all I need to know.
Technically,
Yeah, so that's why we did the show yesterday there. So the mayor was very impressed. The mayor was very impressed. He said he took 6 trips around the Renville County Fairgrounds to try and find us, and he found us on the 7th tour around. Because we were tucked under a tree.
Setup?
There's not many trees out there, though. We actually found, like, the one tree, I think, at the Renville County Fairgrounds because it was hot. It was so hot you can't even believe it. I mean, like, scorching
hot. How
hot
was it?
By the way, I have pictures to prove all this stuff. I just haven't taken the time to put them up on Facebook.
Why are they laughing at me? Deleted.
Why are they laughing at me?
What's wrong with your eye?
Chris Larson is the producer of this show. Chris, why are they laughing?
I have no idea why they're laughing, but I really would like to know.
Yeah, thank you.
I laugh all the time, you guys. Mocking you guys know us. That.
Now, the only other thing I'll tell you about Mohall, and you guys can call the mayor of Mohall and have him verify everything I just said, okay?
What's his number again?
I want to say Tom Whittemer.
His number.
Well, you're from K-Fire. You got every law enforcement, mayor, city council member in every city in North Dakota. Because that's where K-Fire
shirt. There's two mayors that don't have, Mohall and Bismarck.
Is that right? Okay. All right. You don't have Bismarck? Oh, yeah. You've deleted the Bismarck one. Anyway, here's the deal. I today.
Oh, look at you!
If you ask me to, and by the way, when we say look at you, you can watch us on camera. You think Fox and Friends is a big deal? Give me a break. Fox and Friends, a bunch of pretty faces with hairdos. You want to see...
That's like the View without the guts, you know?
Exactly. It's like, see, you can watch this show. What's on your mind? Where do we put it, guys? Tell me where we put it, Todd.
RankSpeech.com. Click the search deal and just search Scott Hennin, and it'll pop right up there. I'm sorry, Todd.
Where else do we put it, Todd?
Yeah.
It's like in class.
Yeah. Is your name Todd? Why are you talking?
Where else do we put it, Todd, besides FrankSpeech.com?
Well, on any of our respective websites, AM1100TheFlag.com, AM1090TheFlag.com, and KFIRE Radio Facebook, and What's on Your Mind Facebook. You should already like that.
So if you go there, you watch us doing the show.
Yes.
And Chris Larson is the genius behind this. So I have no idea how he does this. I just show up behind the microphone.
Where's Chris's camera, too? I mean, all five of us should have cameras.
Well, he's got one. I see his face right there. Put yourself on, Chris. Let's go. And so while Chris is doing that, let me tell you this. I have an apology to make to Todd, because I promised I would wear an orange toque in Mohall. Remember the orange cap?
I do remember that.
Couldn't find it.
Admittedly, a little warm for that, but that's, you know.
Right, but our lease was going to have it, so, you know, like, whatever. But it was way warm, but that isn't why I wasn't wearing it. I couldn't find it. And I had to get, you know, on the plane and
probably
go.
Probably in with your Witter stuff in the attic or something.
Yeah.
Got it.
Are you serious? The mayor of Mohall's on the phone, Kevin?
Yeah, yes, he is.
No way.
Yes, he is.
Awesome. There you go, Kevin.
Well, I mean, then we got to get confirmation.
Mr. Mayor, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good to hear your voice.
Say you as well. It was wonderful visiting with you yesterday. These guys are mocking me, saying I wasn't in Mohall. I was like making it up.
I never said that or even implied that.
The mayor.
I seen you in the flesh.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't want to see him out of his flesh.
Yeah, and how many trips around the Renville County Fairgrounds did it take you until you find... I'm just going to tell you what I thought you told me, is like you made like six trips around, couldn't find me, and in the seventh trip they told you where we were hiding, Charlie and I. Is that an accurate statement, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, there were so many people there, it was hard to see.
Thank you.
What time did you land in Mohall yesterday afternoon?
How many people are in Mohall, North Dakota? What's the population?
Well, we're going to say that it's 750.
And between the two events yesterday for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, Ron Ness is and his team, they know how to put on events, I'm telling you. And if you don't go to these, there's something wrong with you. Because it's free food, free fun, live music, great barbecue, you can't even believe it, and the information sessions are incredible. I think you in Mohall, at your community center, had the biggest information session out of 22 of these. So far, town of 750 people, there are probably 200 people packed in the community center.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And then how many do you think were at the fairgrounds beginning to end? Did you get another 500 there, would you say?
Oh, I would say so. You know, everybody was pretty spread out. You know, it's a pretty big area there. So
my point is, the population of Mohall is 750 people, and between the two events, there were 750 people.
Yep.
Who gets the entire town out to an event?
Mohall.
Exactly. Incredible. And your airport, by the way, is fantastic. It's unbelievable. They got a little FBO there that is so nice. They left a car for us. The keys were in the car. Jason from Superfoods had a car right out there.
Nice.
And right down the town. You can leave the keys in it.
I'll tell you the story sometime, because we took the wrong car at first. Because they said, oops. get the white Navigator.
The red and blue lights were the
and
first
indication.
And I'm
telling you, we land, and there's no white Navigator. So I'm like, okay, that's a brown Suburban, but if the keys are in it, we're okay to take it. So they go, yeah, keys are in it. Nobody else around. The FBO was open. You could go in.
There you go.
So we take the brown Suburban. So there was a note in it that said, Bakken Rocks Cook Fest courtesy car. So I thought, we're okay. And it was Mike, who's your airport manager? Mayor.
Mike Nearing is.
So he had his number on there, so I call Mike and say, Mike, it's Scott Hennin. I think we're driving your vehicle, but we're supposed to be driving a white Navigator. Will you please now report us to the police? I'm not kidding you. This happened. We found the White Navigator.
After he already reported you.
Yeah.
On the other side of the airport, we found the White Navigator a half hour later. So before I got reported to the authorities. Mr. Mayor, what do you want people to know about Mohol? Tell me what we need to know about Mohol.
Well, you know, it's a great little community, and even though Mohol's only got 750 people, you know, we draw from such a, around the county and other communities, Sherwood, Lansford, over to Glenburn, we've got a pretty good trade area, and we get the businesses in there get a lot of support from the rural areas, so. You know, when we say 750 people, you could easily double that with the number of people that, impact the city of Mohol.
You are a get-it-done mayor, and there's darn few of those these days. You are a get-it-done mayor. I love that you're on the airport authority and you care about that, too, because that's important. You bring a guy like Charlie Kirk into Mohol, and, there's not an FBO or, they've got a conference room in there. They've got a flight simulator in there. They got a full kitchen in there. It's incredible. It really is. So keep crushing it. We'll see you again soon, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for calling in.
And I want to thank the Petroleum Foundation and everybody for putting that event.
You're invited to have nothing but a good time with Hardy, Hairball, and Lone Star when they stop at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage at the Red River Valley Fair, July 13th to the 15th. With the purchase of admission, you can wake up in your boots and be unapologetically country with Hardy on Tuesday. Rock and roll all night and hop on the crazy train with Hairball on Wednesday. And take a break from being Mr. Mom while being amazed by the 90s country band Lone Star on Thursday. All the details at RedRiverValleyFair.com.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you know who else was in Mohol yesterday?
Moholians?
Vince Webker.
Ah, Hot Springs Buzz.
Who's Vince? Have you met Vince, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
State Fair.
That's right, State Fair. That was so fun last year.
Yeah.
And if the State Fair has even 5% of the common sense that I think they have, they run a good shop at the State Fair in North Dakota. But they will never have another state fair without hot spring spas and pool tables, too, there. That was their first year last year at the state fair. Wasn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I imagine Vince and the crew will be there from hot spring spas and pool tables,
last
too.
Year?
I'm guessing, well, 2 years ago, sorry. Thank you. Mr. COVID, yeah. The COVID police.
Say, well, seems like last year.
The COVID police is on my case.
Hey, we're all trying to forget 2020. It didn't happen.
We got a full hour of open phone time here, and I want to get to it. 800-228-0550. How about we do radio graffiti for the rest of the hour, should we? That worked yesterday.
There you go.
For Charlie. You don't have to ask a question, though. Well, yesterday was quick comment, ask him a question, and I thought that worked well. And Charlie Kirk, by the way, wants to come back. I mean, he's ready to move here. You know, he honestly is. But let me finish telling you about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and then we'll get to your calls, okay? Text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054, or call us, 800-228-0550. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will change your life. That sounds a little bizarre. Don't tell him I told you this. Charlie Kirk has a bad back. Hmm? One of my best friends on the planet Earth, Brad Berry, coach of the UND hockey team, has a bad back. I told Charlie Kirk the story about Brad Berry yesterday and said, you need one of these within at least... See, the problem with Charlie is he travels 330 days a year. Think of that, guys.
Well, you figured out how to get your studio set at the Mall Hall. I'm sure we can get it.
That's true. So and Vince did this for Carson Wentz.
Yeah?
The exact same thing for Carson Wentz. So, hot spring spas and pool tables, too. If you have to buy one thing, I'd buy the hot tub. If you're able to buy two things, I'd do the hot tub and the sauna. Kevin, do you agree with me?
1,000%.
Yeah. Yep. Because everything will be better if you do 20 minutes a day in the sauna and 20 minutes a day in the hot tub. And by everything, I mean all the bad stuff that can happen to all of us. The memory starts slipping. The cognitive function starts slipping. God forbid, Alzheimer's, right? A heart disease. How do I know this? I've listened to the experts. But more importantly, I just did it myself.
I just know how I feel when I get out of that sauna.
Do you use it every day?
Not every day. More in the winter.
Yeah. I have a hard time with the sauna in the... We have it in our garage.
Yeah.
But, you know, summer, your garage is hot and muggy.
Same with the hot tub.
You can't really get into a hot and muggy. I don't mind the hot tub 24/7, 365 days a year at night.
Right.
Because in the summer, night's cool enough.
Exactly.
And the winter, doesn't matter what time you get into it, it'll change your life. They're in Fargo, actually West Fargo, just into West Fargo. All that incredible things that are happening in West Fargo start where Vince is at and west for West Fargo, okay, on 13th Avenue. And they're in Grand Forks in the Grand Cities Mall. And they are in Bismarck on the expressway by Walmart. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, let's go to the phones at 800-228-0550. The mayor's back? I'm sorry. Tom Whitman, the mayor of Mall, didn't get a chance to say everything he wanted to. One minute only. Go, Mr. Mayor.
You know, I just wanted to thank the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation and all the presenters that were up. It was such a great event. It was good to see Ron Ness and Kathy Nesset and we had a hometown, Wayne Stengem was born in Mohall, and that was fun to visit with him and Ryan Rauschenberger. We just had a lot of good people up there to visit with. So we want to thank the area producers that are working hard to sustain the oil fields up here. So it's good to see you. It was just good to see everybody.
Thank you for reminding me that Ryan Rauschenberger, a Kenmare native, so, you know, it's in the neighborhood, right? And Wayne Stengem told a story you can't even believe about his birth in Mohall. Is that a true story, do you think? It sounds like it's fiction. It sounds like a politician would tell this story. Do you think that was true?
Well, you got to believe everything he says, don't you?
Okay.
There you go.
I wouldn't do the story justice, but the next time Wayne Stengem is on, fellas, remind me to ask him that story.
Will do.
But he was born in Mohall and left, I think, when he was 5 to Williston, so... quote-unquote hometown has always been Williston, but he's a Mohall native. And you would have thought President Donald Trump and, you know, the best attorney general in any state in America had shown up at that event yesterday, and he did a great job explaining the battles they are fighting on all the bad stuff right now. Waters of the U.S., federal land banned by the Biden administration, incredible. Mr. Mayor, thanks again. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And we will be talking to you later.
And you guys doubted me. It's really embarrassing. Pictures are going up on Facebook before the end of the day. I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I will. I did one for Arnegard. Gosh, we had fun. That's the greatest week. That's the most fun of my week, my summer on the radio every year. And again, there wasn't one last year.
All I know is next summer you're not leaving me here, mister.
Well, okay.
I'm in on that brisket.
And maybe we'll put you in the plane instead of Charlie.
Well, I don't know. I'll pick Todd up on the way.
Ballin, the folks from Ballin had brisket. I can't even begin to tell you how good it was. You did not need barbecue sauce. You didn't even really need a knife, right? You could just like peel it and then the banana pudding with it. You can't even believe how good it was. I don't even know who won. Maybe somebody can tell me who won, but it was really, really good. All right, got to go to the phones here or the text, 800-228-0550. But Todd, what's the best number to text you at? I forget.
You sure you forget? 701-226-8503. 226-8503.
Okay, Daniel's answering the phone like crazy here, but they aren't ready to go up yet. So, Daniel, if you can give me the first name there that's waiting, that'd be awesome. 800-228-0550. And I will get to those in a minute. We're going to do radio graffiti for the rest of this hour. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer is on. Did you happen to see Senator Cramer, Todd, on with Larry Kudlow?
Saw he was on there. Was kind of playing radio myself, so I didn't turn the sound up to hear the conversation. But
do you have a copy of the sound?
A couple of sound bites, yes.
From the Larry Kudlow interview?
Mm-hmm.
Play one, would you?
Sure.
Let's not forget that at the end of this fiscal year, if we pass a CR, we're going to add $3 trillion more to the debt, because that's roughly how much of a deficit we'll run just spending the same amount as we did last year. And let's also not forget, we already spent $1.9 trillion we don't have earlier this year. So if you're the economic advisor to the president and somebody came in and gave all that math to you and you said, no, and he said, well, what should we do? You wouldn't say, let's spend $3.5 trillion and raise taxes doing it. I mean, here we have a booming economy, inflation more than, if it's temporary, it's not as temporary as Jerome Powell said it was going to be. I'm not surprised by, frankly, by either the amount or the longevity of it. But if he came in and he told you all of that, and you have this economic opportunity that's presenting itself while the pandemic goes away and the economy opens up, the last thing you would do is screw it up with tax increases. I just, for the life of me, can't see the logic in any of this, because Joe Biden is going to go down as the president who did more to destroy a growing economy than anybody else if they continue with this nonsense.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Nailed it.
You'll be here next hour.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention, farmers. Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait. Act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, Stacy Boster, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacy Boster, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/StacyBoster, NMLS number 1908175.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The New York Attorney General's office will now hold an interview with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Wendy King reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the State Attorney General's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women.
Cyber Ninjas, the team conducting a forensic forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County general election said Thursday they want more items to complete their review, which has turned up several major discrepancies. A couple of them, auditors could find no record of the county sending out more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Auditors found approximately 18,000 people voted but were removed from voter rolls soon after the election. The auditors want ballot envelope images, router images, and Splunk log hard drives. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. We're having some phone issues here, so we're going to give the other number out. Kevin gets mad at me when I give too many numbers, but Kevin, will you begrudge me this?
No, you're all good.
All right, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100, because calls are coming in and then they drop on the other line. We don't know why, but we're figuring it out. So 701-271-1100. Open phone Friday till the top of the hour, and the entire next hour with Senator Kevin Cramer, with your calls, questions, and comments, welcome to talk infrastructure. What is infrastructure? How big will the debt be after that? There's something called the REGROW Act. Anybody heard about the REGROW Act? REGROW Act. It is a victory for North Dakota that passed the Senate. Now, how anything in a Democratic Senate or a Democratic House could be a victory for North Dakota, I don't know, but Kevin Cramer is going to tell us. And one of the victories in that was like the orphaned wells deal, which that we talked a lot about yesterday. It was CARES Act money. Okay, so how this works is the federal government has been writing checks to blue states and blue metropolitan cities that would choke a horse, guys. Okay? And because they want the mayor of Chicago, I forget her name.
Lori Lightweight.
And what's the guy's name? Pretty boy Minneapolis mayor.
Jacob Fry.
Okay. All those kind of mayors. Who's the New York City whack job?
De Blasio.
Okay.
He's done.
L.A.?
Garcetti.
Okay.
Eric Garcetti.
So the entire apparatus of Joe Biden's thinking,
yep,
is get money to blue states and blue cities and let them spend anything they want on it.
Yep.
Okay? Now, the challenge for them is they got to do the same for North Dakota. In other words, they can't have one rule for Minneapolis.
Or California or whatever.
And yep, a different rule for Bismarck.
Yep.
Fargo. Minot. Grand Forks. You get it?
Yep.
Okay. So, essentially, they have to leave some discretion to the cities and states how to spend it. Okay?
Right.
Most of the blue states and blue cities are horribly run, and so it's more money for them to
PUA. Misappropriate.
PUA is yeah, what I was going to say. But, yeah, misappropriate's much better. Thank you.
Good
and
job,
so,
Kevin.
Yeah, he cleans the show up like you can't believe. Anyway.
Poor Kevin, so, having to clean up Scott's messes.
One of the most important things North Dakota did, and Wayne Stengel, I think, deserves a ton of credit on this, and so does Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor. The governor's talked a lot about this lately as well, but listen to me when I say this. They took CARES Act money to employ people who would have been out of a job and left the state of North Dakota from the oil and gas industry. to go fix a problem that has been around a long time. And a lot of people own the problem. Federal government, state government, landowners, but most especially, I would say if everybody in the oil and gas industry, everybody that's in that business, 90% of them are very ethical. They're as honest as a hardware store guy downtown is in Mohall. Okay? 10% are schmucks. Well, that's the case in every business. I could say that about the radio business. I could say it about the grocery store business. I could say it about agriculture, yeah. Right? And the 10% of schmucks, they say, yeah, no, we're gonna, and if that goes bad or we go broke, we'll give you a bond, we'll fix it up. Well, they go broke and they go away. So there's abandoned wells that are a mess that need to be fixed. Wayne Stengem, Ron Ness, Brent Sanford, our governor, Lynn Helms. I'm forgetting Lynn Helms because this is his project, okay? The dollars went to the Department of Mineral Resources, and they kept people employed by fixing a mess that had been around for I don't know how many years. Okay? So was that a proper use of CARES money, guys?
You would think.
To employ people who otherwise would leave the state?
Yeah, you would think.
Seems like it, yeah.
Especially since we were paying people not to work.
Yeah.
They were actually paying people to work.
Makes some sense.
That's a better idea than paying people to not work, yeah.
Exactly. So Kevin knows a little bit about this, too, because I believe this REGROW Act that they just passed says we're going to do more of that. If you're going to spend the money on something that's going to make a difference. And of course, but all this, every bit of the spending, folks, you know what it's doing? It's leading to a bigger and bigger deficit. It just is. You got to know that.
Yep. Well, that and inflation, you put 30%. More cash into the system by just printing it, that's inevitable.
Uh-huh.
Just got a text from a listener saying, make sure to mention Donald Trump raised the national debt by $7.8 trillion. He did.
Yep.
Now, first of all, he
did not work, though.
Well, but listen, he doesn't do anything. A president proposes a budget.
That's true.
He says, here's what I think we should spend. Okay.
Congress. Hello.
Thank you. Yep.
The opposite go back of progress, to Congress.
How does a bill become a Pro bill? We've got to go back to like fifth grade, social studies here, government class. So, first of all, to say Donald Trump raised the national debt by $7.8 trillion is not fair. You can't say that. Now, you can say he was president while the debt went up by $7.8 trillion.
It happened during his term, yes, but he wasn't the guy.
But guess what? How long was Barack Obama president, guys?
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
He was 8, and he added anywhere between 2.8 and 9 trillion to the national debt.
Well, there you go.
I think it was more than that. I think it was more than that.
It was the upper end of that.
Barack Obama said in Fargo, North Dakota, was it Yunker Farms up north there, the red barn building by the
Roll
airport?
Farm?
Roll Farm? No, Rolls down south. The one up north.
Oh, yeah, Yunker. Yunker. Yep. Yunker Farm.
He was there during his campaign for president, and he said the following. President George W. Bush's federal debt is immoral. The 8 years George W. Bush was president, the $8 trillion he added to the debt was immoral. Okay? And then Barack Obama in 8 years doubled down on Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So if Bush was bad, simplest way to say this, if Bush was bad on the debt, Barack Obama was twice as bad.
And my thing to the Trump comment, Trump may have read, every president sees the increase in the debt, but at least he took steps like rescinding NAFTA. But we can go down the list of the other side of that coin that did nothing but help American workers and jobs in this country. And that's why there's 9 million jobs sitting open right now and a current government paying people to not go get them.
So you've hit on something very important in this discussion. Whenever you're talking about the debt and the deficit, the thing you really need to understand is, this is going to sound really crass and dumb, but how much the deficit grows doesn't matter as long as the economy is growing faster.
That's exactly it. My point to Trump's comment about Trump.
So really smart people in the George W. Bush stratosphere, before we had 9/11, had a plan to get the economy growing at 4%. Okay? And they said, if we get the economy growing at 4%, we literally can spend anything in the way of reason Because if it just gets to 4%, just get the economy to grow at 4%, our debt ratio to the economy and our deficit, you'll chew away at your debt. I mean, we could do some simple math here, but you get what I'm saying.
It's like positive cash flow on a rental property.
Now, he didn't get there. You got to have it. He didn't get there. Okay.
But he was on his way.
He was on his way before 9/11.
Absolutely.
So the debt in George W. Bush's years were because of 9/11 and what we had to do after.
Yep, the subsequent war.
100%.
Yep.
And he, because of what he did after the awful Clinton years, in the way of saying, no, let's spend money on this, not on that, versus basically Clinton.
Everything.
I mean, spend. The only thing that saved us from Bill Clinton destroying the economy was 1994. Because they took back both the House and the Senate. Historically, first time in 40 years, Republicans had controlled both chambers.
Sure, okay.
So this is what we have to do in 2022. Our entire... Now, some people think we don't have until 2022.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And I think Donald Trump's one of them. Which is why I think he's, as Charlie Kirk talked about, at the Avalon. If you were there, and by the way, I'd love to hear what you think of the Charlie Kirk event and what you thought of it, but... You know, he's of the opinion there's nobody else that can come back in and put the genie back in the bottle of the mojo other than Donald Trump.
Right.
So in other words, Donald Trump needs to run in 2024, okay? Donald Trump is saying, I don't even want to talk about 2024. I don't even want to talk about 2022 because I'm not sure we're going to recognize the United States of America by 2022.
To that point, I just looked up at the monitor a few minutes ago, and the illegal crossings are expected to hit 1 million encounters by the end of July. That's the ones that we've caught and that we have, you know, we actually, you know, saw and apprehended a million people.
If we had the chief of the Border Patrol Union on the show right now, he would tell you we blew by a million 3 months ago.
Oh, man.
So when you say a million encounter, that means somebody writes a name down.
Yeah.
Here's their address.
Yep.
There have
documented encounters
during
a million.
Not the people to get plane tickets to go anywhere they want. They're not included in that.
Wow.
So the numbers are staggering.
What, though?
Let's go to Jeff and Jamestown. I'm talking too much here today. Jeff, jeez. Jamestown, go. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Here's just a minute to something here at home.
Of course. The floor is yours.
You've been driving. You've seen there's quite a drought going on, and we're still fooling around waiting to get some CRP hay released or any kind of public lands hang, and they're going to wait till August 2nd. In 88 drought, we were going by the 5th of July, and this is way worse than 88. The liquidation of the cow herd is underway 30% at least, as it looks today, would be light. These kind of guys aren't going to come back once they quit. If you want to talk about less tax revenue coming in, get rid of half of this cow herd and then see what it looks like. And we're fooling around and fooling around. Yeah, we're going to sacrifice a little bit of wildlife. You know what? I've fed a lot of wildlife off my property over the last 30 years. I need to draw on the checkbook a little bit right now. And they're dragging their feet. Federal crop insurance, the same way some of this crop is beyond repair, going to maybe hay it. Oh, no, there's still a chance. There's 1.5 bushel per acre on some of this I've looked at. The heads are empty, and they're dragging their feet.
Who's they?
Crop insurance.
RMA?
FSA.
That's crop insurance, right? FSA?
RMA, right. Risk management, right. And then FSA is being held, holding us up on day in the CRP because they're waiting for Washington to make a decision.
Wait a minute. They are Washington. They work for Washington.
Well, this needs
I'm confused.
To be out now. Time is of the essence.
What did you say about Senator Cramer?
He needs to put some push on here for the CRP game. Now.
Don't go anywhere, Jeff. We'll continue this conversation after the break on What's on Your Mind. We ask that question every day for a reason. 271-1100. Call us.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, hosting these upcoming live and online equipment and specialty auctions in Cooperstown, Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Bowman, Regent, Kenmare, St. Thomas, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. These incredible auctions feature farm retirement and estate auctions, coin collections, tractor collections, airplanes, trucks, vehicles, trailers, tools, and more. For complete inventories of all of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions across the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Todd asked me during the break. I said, well, you're in Mandan, Bismarck. I'd go have some chicken at the Mandan PetroServe USA.
That's what I'd do.
Or I'd go to the one by the Capitol there, right kitty corner from the state capitol. Best location in all of Bismarck, Mandan. Overlook the Capitol, overlook that big, beautiful First International Bank building. Oh, my gosh. Right there from PetroServe USA. And I'd have the 4 for $4 deal, Todd, is what I'd have. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. That's the 2 homemade cookies, and that's a 20-ounce drink. 4 items, like a full lunch, cost you $4, Todd.
Good deal.
Kevin, where do you want to have lunch today?
I usually hit the Glendon PetroServe, and by default is always their chicken strips, which are fabulous.
But they have chicken Alfredo today.
That's a winner.
You can have the chicken and a little pasta.
Yep,
and,
that's a winner.
Yep. If you're Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, Harwood, two sloppy joes or two barbecue pulled pork sandwiches. 12th Avenue Taco Skillet today. Chef's choice in MP Avenue. And when you hear that,
yeah,
just know something really special is there.
Their broasted chicken, by the way, is always a go-to.
You can't have me saying it on the air.
So good.
So let's let Chad from Fargo's next up, but I want Jeff in Jamestown to finish. Jeff, thanks for hanging on, and I have one question for you. If Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong were here right now, how can they help? What do you want them to do?
He needs to have this release, and RMA needs to get out here. When farmers call, hey, I need my crop looked at today, now, and we're going to make a decision. If there's not two bushels of wheat here, I need to hay it. Because if we have the next week of heat coming in, there isn't going to be much left to deal with. And there is huge herd liquidation underway. I mean, anywhere from 30 to 50% of the herds are being hauled to market that will not be here.
What did they just announce, though, in the last week? I thought we got approval to do it sooner.
You could graze a little bit of it, and it's so convoluted, and there's certain contracts you can or can't. If this was a normal year, okay, no problem. This drought is epic in the amount of feed we don't have. This is far worse than 88.
What did we do in 88 to fix the problem?
They released all CRPDB hay right away July 5th. They didn't fool around.
Wow.
And doesn't matter who was in office, doesn't matter who was in power. This is a real life problem of income earning potential going away. And with cattle, that doesn't come back for a couple of years. And if you're 65 plus, you're out of the cow business, you're not coming back. You're done.
Wow.
You're going to lose some money here.
So, okay. But, like, is there ever a neighbor help neighbor deal where is there hay like in Kansas that you could just say, let's get it on trucks and get it up here? Is there feed anywhere else?
No. This drought is big. I mean, this is Montana, South Dakota, Western Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming.
Yeah, and where would you get the trucks?
North Dakota. It's the cost. You still got to look at the fuel, transportation. You do the dollars, sell your herd and quit. That's what a lot of them are doing.
So there's just no fix other than let us use what we need to. Don't burn anything. Don't mow ditches. Let us use every piece of green anywhere in North Dakota.
I'm haying cattails because that's what we're going to have to use. I got nothing else.
Will they eat cattails?
Yeah, grind them up, inject with molasses or something. We're making everything work, but they got to get this out now. I mean, the hay is degrading every day. We're going to be in the hundreds next week. Oh, man. And again, they keep milling around. Let's get a decision made here. And again, yeah, we're going to sacrifice some wildlife. No question about it. But I have helped a lot of wildlife over the last 30 years. I need to draw on the checkbook a little bit this time. Okay?
I think you told us everything we need to hear, and I'll make sure Senator Kramer hears it before the end of the program today, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. We go to Chad in Fargo, but you had a call while he was talking. What did she say?
We had an adjuster call. She's been an adjuster, crop adjuster, for about 8 years. She said it may be an issue with his adjuster because she's advising that go ahead, you know, take everything except one strip or whatever, and you'd hay the rest. It might be a
literally leave a strip, otherwise just do what you got to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do. But she said it might be an adjuster issue.
So
we'll be on it.
Yeah. And if there's other adjusters out there, please tell me. But if I were this guy, I would now do exactly what she suggested.
Whatever I got to do to
today.
Get my cows fed.
Today.
Cattle fed.
Otherwise, it's sell your herd and quit.
Yeah.
And that's just flat sad.
That's heartbreaking.
Chad and Fargo, next. What's on your mind? Go. Got a minute.
Hey, I'll make this quick. Yeah, I just wanted to call and make an update on Gabriel Hansen, who's being held illegally by federal authorities. Someone had called the other week and mentioned that the three other men involved weren't arrested. They were non-white, only the white man. Gabriel's arrested, and this kind of ties into what the farmers were talking about. I believe that white people are being discriminated by the federal government, so I would appreciate it if you'd ask Kevin Kramer if white people have civil rights, and if we do, can't that be a method of using to get farmers what they need, get our friends out of jail who are being held illegally. And, you know, similar to like the January 6th protesters and the fellows in Wisconsin, they're being trumped up on fake charges. The farmers are being given fake excuses. It's the adjuster, it's this or that. I think people are being discriminated because they're white. And I would hope you could bring that up to Kevin Cramer. Thanks, God.
Well, that's not even a debate. The biggest discrimination in the United States of America today is against a white male. 100% correct. I know nothing about the Gabriel Hansen case. I think somebody called about it one other time. It's a bizarre story, but it happens every day. It's so sad. More after this.
Why are liquor taxes so high in Minnesota? The problems facing Minnesota's small businesses include higher welfare, and installed solar panels are chronically underperforming and degrading faster than expected. Find out more about this and much more at AmericanExperiment.org. July 14th, Charlie Kirk will be in Fargo at the Avalon. Stay tuned for details on how you can be part of a new grassroots organization. Go to AmericanExperiment.org and sign up for the Thinking Minnesota magazine, AmericanExperiment.org.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.